Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for our final little podcast of the day, April 20th, 2024. And I hope your day has been a good one, as mine indeed has. I want to talk to you about what happens to those people who say, who make statements, informed statements, that the trans lobby don't like, because it becomes a problem. But before I get to that, can I thank those of you who have bought me a coffee in the last 24 hours? I really appreciate your kindness towards me, and it's what helps keep this platform alive and going. And of course, my thanks to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk for their continued support of the platform as well. This platform will grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not really my platform, to be fair. It's your platform as much as mine. We share this space. It's a wonderful thing we've developed, and I'm so proud of it. So thank you. Okay, I want to talk about a lady called Hilary Cass. I'm sure you're familiar with the report, the landmark report, that she published just about a week ago, I think, into transgender treatment. And Hilary, who's a 66-year-old lady, has been telling the Times of the abuse that she's been getting, and the dismay at the disinformation spread by, amongst others, at least one Labour MP. She's told the The Times that, whenever she said that young people were being put at risk by the spread of false information, she published a 388-page report, pretty definitive report. Mind you, Labour MP Dawn Butler repeated false claims that Cass had not included 100 transgender studies in it. Calling this assertion completely wrong, Cass says it was unforgivable for people to undermine her report by spreading straight at disinformation. Hello, Hilary Cass. Sorry, waking up. That's exactly how this lobby operate. And I'm sorry, of course, for what she's having to go through. She's spoken about the toxic debate around the issue. She's revealed she's been sent vile, abusive emails, and she's been given security advice to help keep her safe. This is appalling. I really feel bad for her. She says of her critics, "I have been really frustrated by the criticisms because it is straight disinformation. It is completely inaccurate." She says it started the day before the report came out, when an influencer put up a picture of a list of papers that were apparently rejected for not being randomized controlled trials. She says the list has absolutely nothing to do with either our report or any of the papers. If you deliberately try to undermine a report that has looked at the evidence of children's health care, then that's unforgivable. You are putting children at risk by doing that. Of course they are, Hilary Cass. They don't care. In the days after the Cass review was published, activists claimed on social media that only 2 out of 100 studies were included in the report. Dawn Butler, this repellent Labour MP, told the Commons, "There are around 100 studies that have not been included in this Cass report, and we need to know why." Cass explained that researchers had appraised every single paper, but pulled the results from the ones that were high quality and medium quality, which was 60 out of 103. Of Butler, she says, "You don't get up in Parliament with an intent to spread misinformation. What I was dismayed about was the understanding that she got from the report." Well, actually, she's wrong. Some people do get up in Parliament to spread misinformation, actually. Again, naive again. The Cass NHS review found that an entire field of medicine aimed at enabling children to change gender had been built on shaky foundations. She found there was no good evidence to support the global clinical practice of prescribing hormones to under 18-year-olds to pause puberty or transition into the opposite gender. Because you can't do it. That's why. The Gender Identity Development Service at the Tavistock and Portman Foundation Trust were ordered to close after her interim report found it was not a safe or viable long-term option. Well, that's good. Of course, those places needed to close. Her final report, the world's biggest review into the contested field of transgender healthcare, involved trans patients, families, academics, and doctors. She said that she was pleased herself for the most part because both sides in the debate had an opportunity to put their opinion. But she still has to deal with, she says, some pretty aggressive response from some, particularly those in activist groups. She is also staying away from Twitter/X. Well, that's a good idea. I mean, that is absolutely hellhole. So definitely don't go there. I think, you know, Hilary Cass, who is a former president of the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health, has come up with a very useful report. It doesn't go far enough, in my opinion, but it's at least a useful report in closing down some of this hideous medical practices, which to me is essentially child abuse, taking advantage of confused young people, you know, shoving them in with puberty blockers, destroying their biological development, then getting involved in all kinds of surgeries, creating so much Frankenstein science that all of it needs closed down. And I actually think that those, well, I can't say what I think should happen to those who are involved in it, but I'm sure you can figure it out. So there you have it anyway. If you produce a huge report, clinically done, scientifically done, then you're told, shut up. It's not what we want to hear. And that's, so when they say follow the science, they never mean it. Thanks for listening.